You may know you're listening to this show along the Marketing Podcast Network, but did you know there are other great shows on MPN to help your business? Christy Hyler hosts a fantastic podcast called Own It. Christy, tell us more about the show.
Own It is all about celebrating women and non-binary advertising agency owners. We talk about buying out of the Boys Club of Advertising because less than 1% of ad agencies are owned by women.
And where can people subscribe?
You can find the podcast at untilyouownit.com. We're also on the Marketing Podcast Network at marketingpodcast.net. And of course, you can subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.
You heard her. Go subscribe.
It's the Social Soundbite, helping you stay on brand with the latest social media news, trends, and tips. Here's Nick Westergaard and Jay Capron.
And it is the Social Soundbite. Nick Westergaard's here from Brand Driven Digital. Nick, what's happening?
Oh, all kinds of things. And you finally, you submitted to the request of playing some Skynyrd.
Yes, yes.
After numerous calls, play Freebird!
Got a little in there, a little Rudolph. Good stuff. So today we're going to talk about Twitter, and apparently shares are down?
They are. So a little bit of insight and some backstory here. You know when you see those little social media icons on all the sites that you know and love? Sometimes you see the Twitter button and it has kind of a conversation bubble and a count above it showing that this article, this post has been shared, tweeted, you know, hundreds, thousands of times.
Mm-hmm.
And that is a good example of what many call social proof, which is a huge benefit of social media in that I arrive at this news article, this post, and I see that it's been tweeted that much. And it sort of amplifies my opinion towards it. I see, wow, this is really popular. This is really exemplary of good content on this particular topic. Mm-hmm. It must be smart. It must be worth another share. Twitter announced last month that they were taking away support for that feature of the Twitter counts. And many kind of scratched their heads and thought that was one of the best things about having that feature there.
Hmm.
And Shareaholic, which is a company that makes little plug-in buttons for companies to put on their sites, actually did a measurement of Twitter's share of voice when it comes to shares. So how many of all of the articles people were sharing, how many were using Twitter. And over the last month since they took away that feature, they found that there's been an 11% drop in shares from Twitter.
That makes sense then, I guess.
People are sharing less. So the big question out there is, well, should I even bother with that little Twitter tweet button on my site? But the bigger point is that it still makes up a big percentage of the overall shares to sites, Facebook, Pinterest, other places. So I wouldn't necessarily throw out the baby with the bathwater, but we are seeing diminished shares on Twitter. And when you look at some of the other numbers, the flat user growth rate that we've talked about over the past couple of months, it doesn't paint a real sunny forecast for Twitter.
Right. And, you know, that's, boy, I can only imagine in 10 years from now what's going to survive, you know, survival of the fittest with all these social media outlets, right?
I would think so, you know. And also, speaking of the Twitter and the holidays coming up, and I did just call it the Twitter.
You did call it the Twitter.
The Twitter. Yeah, that's what we talk about here every week. I think about the reminder that we all got this past weekend after the game, the tweet from Senator Ernst.
Oh.
And, you know, it could happen apolitical and
everything. Apolitical, but don't let your staffers handle the Twitter account out about a sports game.
I don't know why you would schedule that just in case.
Congrats. Hawks. You won the Big Ten championship.
But it's also worth reminding, just keep track of what you have scheduled, both that's with a good current idea. Events and the holidays coming up,
yes,
too.
Yes, I'm glad you mentioned that. Certainly ties right in with our social soundbite.
Flag on the play.
Flag on the play. Congratulations, Hawkeyes.
This podcast is heard along the Marketing Podcast Network. For more great marketing podcasts, visit marketingpodcasts.net.